I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 21.
21? That's 21 episodes we've done so far.
Well, hey.
4,569 to go. Man, we're going to be old people when we get paid for this.
Indeed. If you would like to pay us or sponsor the show, please send email to feedback@GamerCast.net.
Remember, the more money we get, the better the show gets.
Exactly, we'll be able to get more consoles and blow up and stuff.
Yeah.
And we might actually be able to buy some games so we can actually review something.
Yeah, because as you know, Paul only buys certain games and I have no money, so I can't buy any games. I have to trade in all my favourite games just to buy Oblivion, although it is worth it.
Oh, Oblivion.
This is a GamerCast official note. Screw all your other games if you don't have Oblivion. Sell them, trade them in, and get Oblivion.
Definitely.
You'll live your life in that world.
Speaking of Oblivion, I can't resist.
Oh, that's amazing.
Indeed.
Right, on with the show.
Show notes. I had a couple of letters. We had one from Kitty Pants Mafia. He says, "Dude! Hey guys, first of all, I think you referred to me as Matthew in the podcast. Nope, Matthew and I are different people. Like, you know, we've got three fans."
Wait.
Now for my question of the week. Do you think that any good games have been based upon TV shows? What about any great games based on movies? And I also should think you should tell us about Gears of War and what our take on it is, etc, etc. Thanks guys, Killy Pants Mafia.
Right.
Games based on TV shows that have been good. Crystal Maze on the Archimedes. That's it. Games on based on films. Games based on film. Battle for Middle Earth 2, Battle for Middle Earth 1 ish. No, I'm not pointing at that.
Go on, say it, you know you want me.
Say what?
Dune.
When was the last game we had a decent Dune game? It was Dune 2 in 1992. That was the last decent game.
Yeah, it's old school. Old school.
I will load it up in a minute if you're not careful. It is on here.
I don't doubt it. Well, I suppose it's like, there's 24.
Hang on!
Oh, you say you're
24 is crap.
But it might be good for some people.
No, it's crap, period. Right. Gears of War. Gears of War is going to be amazing. It's just a shame it's got that third person over the shoulder camera thing, which should be cut out. Yeah, carry on, you can talk now.
Thank you. Right. Good. Anything good based off TV shows? I think the problem is, it's the same way with the other way around, where it's like you try and base a film off a good game.
It's a huge money-making
scheme, you know, it's money-spinning, you know. They didn't do
milking is the proper term.
They did it with Resident Evil. I was disappointed because around about the similar time, you already start seeing Resident Evil 1 on the GameCube, which it was like scared the living daylights out of me. And I was like, if they made a film that looked just like that, it would be great. I think they got close enough to the nail hitting it on the head with the second one. And you know, Doom was a good film, but it's...
I've still not seen that yet.
It is pretty good.
I'll watch it later on.
But, and like...
What you said, Doom is good, the film.
Yeah.
Even though they changed the whole premise of the story.
The film was good. If you look at it in comparison to the game, it's kind of like, what are you doing? Who directed this? And
some
why?
Loser should be shot.
As like Captain Albert Wesker just said, Silent Hill should be good. Yeah, I must admit that.
Should
be good. It's when it comes
it
out.
It won't be good.
Based off films, I think some of the times, it depends on the film. If you look at games that are based off the comic book films,
they're usually pretty bad as well.
Some of them can be. Some of them can be a little bit better. Spider-Man does better. But some of them, you can tell that they just made...
Spider-Man, a crappy, dumbed-down console port from the crappy PS2. Thanks a lot. You dishonor me. You've mentioned this inferior machine.
I had Spider-Man 1 on the GameCube, and then I had Spider-Man 2 on the
Xbox.
Spider-Man
1 was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 was a lot much better.
It was going to this boring, square-looking room, beat some guy up, going to the next boring, square-looking room, beat some other guy up.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2, the first Spider-Man game where you could actually web-swing properly from buildings, it was actually designed properly. See, that was a great game. But most of them, you look at it like, for argument's sake, The Incredibles, stuff like that, a lot of them are designed for kids. It's quickly made games. There's not much effort put into it.
They spend £10 million on getting the license, and then they spend about 20 quid making the game.
Yeah.
So they hire this guy who, you know, is probably really talented, but they only give him 20 minutes to make the whole game. And so you end up with
some stuff is rushed. It's all about selling the name, nothing else. It's when something's been out for long enough and someone comes up with a really good idea, a bit like Battle for Middle Earth. You know, that was a great idea. Like with what they've done with some things, like fair enough, they still haven't yet to make a great Star Trek game, like we were talking about.
Although hopefully Bethesda will manage to do something with that. But the main thing that bugs me about film and TV things is they're not good games. You know, you can have Oblivion sat on the shelf, and next to it you could have some James Bond ripoff or some other piece of crap, and retards will buy the James Bond thing over Oblivion, or they will buy The Incredibles over Oblivion. That's what pisses me off, and that's why they should be shot.
The other thing is,
official GamerCast policy for the 2008 election is we will shoot people
if you give us enough money to buy shells. I think the other point, it's kind of like with what you're putting in with Oblivion there. Oblivion is completely open-ended. And if you look at any game, let me finish, any game that is based off a TV show or a film, they are bound within the constraints of that TV or film. The great games that are based off any TV or film are the ones where they said, right, we're just going to use it as a base and we're going to make something completely new and different. That's when it works.
Right, Captain Albert Wesker said GoldenEye is good. I'd just like to make a few comments on that. GoldenEye on the N64 was apparently good, but does it compare with Quake 2 or whatever? No. GoldenEye Rogue Agents
was absolutely awful. GoldenEye on the N64 is the reason why I love Halo. Not because Halo's a good game, but it was what got me into first-person shooters. I didn't like first-person shooters.
Doom 1. Wolfenstein 3D. Oh, yeah.
Fair enough, my first-person shooter.
First time I played Doom 1. Around my friend's house, he had this Uber speaker set up, and just firing a shotgun was like, wow.
Mine was on my PC with Dark Forces, which is pretty much the Doom engine. But I didn't play them that much, but I got into it majorly console-wise, playing GoldenEye. GoldenEye just like...
Okay, console boy, get your console out.
Yeah, hey, you have to remember, I couldn't put what I wanted to on the PC because it was the family PC. It was Dad's PC.
That's the advantage I've got. My parents don't know how to use a computer.
Yeah, my dad read a book and he figured it out for himself.
Don't.
But then the government gave me a free PC, which I have now, and I can... Needs upgrading. Need a better graphics card. Please, give
Why
me some money.
Why should my taxes be spent on your PC to play games?
Because I'm dyslexic. I'm disabled. They should give me a blooming disabled badge for my car. I can't read where there's good parking, so I deserve a disabled
badge.
You're
taking the piss now.
I demand everything. Come on, where do you think I got this palm from? That was free from the government because I'm dyslexic. It's great. I told everybody in my class, and because it's an art course that I'm on doing animation, around about 80% of the class was dyslexic. A month later, they've all got free PCs and laptops. It was great.
I'm dyslexic and I've got a bad knee. I need a wheelchair. I need a Stephen Hawking wheelchair.
Yeah, I should have had that. I'm too drunk and hungover from the night before. I need a computer that asks questions in my lectures and gives the answers as well. Right, so that was that letter. What I want to say about
we're still doing
Gears
that
of Gears of War, my opinion, I think it is, I haven't seen too much about it, but I am sure it's going to be one of those games where people are just going to be like trading in everything other than Oblivion to get hold of this when it comes out.
It is the Halo of this year.
Yeah. It's going to be the marking point of the lifespan of the Xbox 360, something people will look back on and go, oh my god.
Right, next letter from Bob Mann. This wasn't really a letter because he posted it on the forums because somehow people got the idea they're not allowed to post on the blog.
Right, let me just put this across because I was the one who said it. P- please post. Post as much as you want. If you don't normally post and you just randomly...
The complete opposite of what you said last week.
And you listen to us, but you never say anything. If you're a long-time listener, but, you know, never a poster, please post. All I'm on about is, if you want to have an argument, feel free. But move the argument to portal forums where it's supposed to happen. Your comments about the show, any information you want to give us about something we said wrong, what you liked about it, if you just wanted to say, hey guys, great show, loved it, keep up the good work, then post it there. If someone posts something and you want to have a good argument, put a link to your post on the portal forums and just blatter the hell out of each other. I love a good argument. It's great to read.
That's what portal forums is for. It's my personal arguing division.
Yeah, please do argue about anything you want to. It's just don't have them on the post on the comments for the show, because unfortunately Paul gets them all in his email account afterwards and stuff. So just leave it in the forums. And I'll happily join in if you put them in the forums.
But right, can I talk now?
Yeah, you talk now.
Right, so Bobman's thingamajig, blah, blah, blah. Just listen to episode 20, woo, the big 2-0, eh? Wow, excellent show. Just a post from me to let you know I'm still about. It's just you haven't spoken about anything that draws my attention. I mean, come on, an hour of Oblivion, I'd fall asleep driving, man. Right, we need to talk about that. Get Oblivion. Are you crazy?
And he listens to us while he drives.
That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah. He's coming up to a junction as he's listening to us right now. It's like, turn left, turn left. Sorry, I'm in a really silly mood because I got a bit of a cold, so I've been on Leadsips and I've got a sugar rush.
Right. You say the PSP is on its way out. I have a mixed response to that. November, I bought a PSP and quite a lot of games for it free. And then I sold it in February for 30 quid more. Well, there you go. That's proof that it's on its way out. You bought one in November. You sold it 3 months later. One, I needed the cash on my car. That's just an excuse. You really hated the PSP. Two, boredom. Yes, it got extremely boring and I found it difficult to play. Thank you. It's boring. The PSP is officially boring. This is Bob Mam's boring view on the PSP. Right. Blah, blah, blah. Another couple of paragraphs there. Blah, 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 blah. Moving on, I'm refusing to buy a copy of Oblivion. What?
He's refusing.
Wait, what? Dude.
Alright, I have one thing to add in here quickly. It's going to be short. Have you ever played an Elder Scroll game? Right, I want his response by next
show. Right, you've got 20 minutes. We want your response by the end of the show so we can beat you up.
Or by next show, I want a response to that. Have you ever played an Elder Scroll game? I don't care about screenshots. Screenshots are candy, but have you ever played one?
Right. The reason, because I know it's going to end up the same way as my copy of Guild Wars. It will last for a few minutes and just go out on the pile. Oh man, that's it.
Yeah, you have to remember, Guild Wars is a massive multiplayer online game. They normally end up like that. You're slowly finding your way going through. It's like, oh, my account finished. I can't be asked. There's a new one out. I'll go get it. I've been playing WoW, which I would continue to play if I had money, City Heroes, and Star Wars, and I slowly work my way through them. It does happen. But Oblivion, it's a game you can just pick up and you start playing it for 5 minutes and you find yourself a month later and you're still playing it.
Right, I haven't really been paying much attention to anything else other than Unreal Tournament 2004 and Counter-Strike Source. Right, Unreal Tournament is going downhill. Counter-Strike Source is crap, but you can play it on our GamerCast S-sponsored server at play.halflifeportal.com. And if you're really lucky, you'll probably get banned. what else? He wants Ghost Recon and he wants Blazing Angels. Ghost Recon is good, Blazing Angels is shit.
Unless you like that type of game.
It's shit.
Unless you don't own a PC.
Shut up, it's shit.
But Ghost Recon rules.
Yeah, Ghost Recon is good, but I'm too cheap to buy. How can you say that...
Demo.
Shut up, how can you say that game is bad? Quite easily, watch my lips. Blazing Angels is bad. It's crap. It's so bad. I saw it running and it's like, oh my god, this is 50 times shitter than I said it was. Oh man. What else does he say? Da 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 blah blah.
He got pissed off with stalling and crashing.
Da 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 blah blah blah. yeah, a bunch of stuff about Sonic Forever, and then he says the show rocks. Wow, the first thing we agree on. Yes, the show does rock. We encourage everyone to listen to GamerCast and then give us their money.
And rocks.
Or better yet, just give us their money and we can stop doing GamerCast.
Yeah, I could go buy a certain game I'm going to talk about in a minute.
What game?
With the big rocks. I'll tell you in a minute.
Right, news. What news do we have this week, game-wise? None, so let's just talk about how much apples suck.
Right, go have your Apple rant.
Apple have recently announced Bootcamp, which is this really dumbed-down bootloader for a computer, basically. It's so dumb you have to hold down a button when you turn a computer on to actually get into the bootloader. You know, on Windows, the bootloader will come up and ask you what you want to do. And then it will like automatically select it after X number of seconds. But this one, you have to fucking press a button while you're turning the machine on to get it up. So that's stupid for a start.
What if you don't have a finger?
Yeah. You'd be buggered. What if you were like dyslexic without fingers? What's the government going to give you then?
Press any key. Where's the any key?
I see Katarl. An S. Ooh, I think I'll have a tab. So basically what you can now do on an Intel-based Macintosh is install Windows. So it puts Apple in their rightful position as a Windows OEM. Enough said. Because obviously nobody's going to boot into macOS once they've got Windows on there.
So you're telling me that you can own a Mac computer, but it had the only thing that will be Mac about it is the fact that the outside...
The hardware is Mac.
But the operating system and everything from on downwards would be Windows, and we would stop doing that thing where it crashes and you have to buy a new one.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So yeah, Apple have finally backed down.
So does that mean you've got to chuck out your Mac one clicker mouse and put in a USB normal Microsoft mouse?
You would need a two button mouse. Ideally a three button with a scroll wheel mouse.
Yeah.
All PC mices have been for 10 years.
Means you'd be able to use a Microsoft laser mouse with a Mac.
You can anyway.
Any?
Yeah.
I thought it only allowed you to just have the one clicker.
No, Mac OS 10 does support two buttons, but you only need one button to do the functionality. Windows, you need two, because you need right click for menus, and then you need left click to select.
Exactly.
On the Mac, they use the same button.
Right, it means people with... As soon as Mac people find this out, they're like, I can play video games!
Exactly.
I'm oblivion!
Is that it? And it's going to kill Mac game development, because no game developer is going to waste time on a Mac version. They'll just tell you, boot into Windows.
Hmm.
So we've won. Right. Next up, you want to talk about Oblivion a bit, don't you?
Okay, right. Let me see my show notes. Right. Basically, found it on some news game business website thing.
Oblivionportal.com?
Yeah, that too.
Between that too. That should be your exclusive source of information. We've got Wester and Kajit posting stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And me, sometimes.
I wasn't specifically looking for anything Oblivion. I was actually looking just for something, and that came up. And I was like, hey, if this is the top of the news and it's about Oblivion, then this should be mentioned.
Oblivion did top the sales charts, the multi-format chart as well. In your face, Godfather and Blazing Angels and the other crap.
Basically, cutting a long story short, it's basically about some new updates.
I like updates.
Updates are good. And the good thing is, I like the fact that it says PC and Xbox 360. They're not leaving anybody out, which is nice.
Apart from all those noobs who's got a PC, and then mum them and download patches. And you know, I download a patch.
Yeah, we feel sorry for you. We're going to start a... memorial. If people give us money. Give us money to make a memorial.
We need money.
We'll make it out of soil in the back garden. Right. Stop reading. You're doing it now. You're reading the chat room.
Shut
right.
up.
Right. Go into more detail about the...
Go into more detail. What about the updates?
Yeah.
Right. Apparently there's going to be a patch. I've not read it, so I don't really know what's going on. There's going to be a patch which will fix, hopefully, a lot of the bugs, because I found about 20. There's a downloadable content. Cha-ching! This is already making more money. But I will welcome this, because the game is big enough that they can, you know, charge 500 quid for it. And so whatever. two main points at this moment in time. We're going to have a thingamajig in the Mage's Guild of Cyrodiil. Repair, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't understand what any of that fucking means, so... there's going to be a new full-featured quest, including dialogue, journals, and rewards. Access to the Imperial Orrery in the Arcane University, and an incredible mechanical marvel.
What was that last bit?
And there's going to be new powers based on the phases of the moons. The other piece of content is the Wizard's Tower, which will be located high up in the Jeryl Mountains in the north. A few of the features: a fully detailed tower for you to explore, a breathtaking view of Cyrodiil from the highest point in the land, simple furnishings including a bed for leveling up, an indoor something or other with 130 thingamajigs, including Oblivion native herbs, summon thingamajig dudes, instant teleport to any of the mages' guilds.
Sweet.
That's cool. New spell and recharge stuff, fully upgrade stuff, and other stuff.
Fully upgrade furnishings in your lair to suit your needs. Another good one, fully functional enhancing and spell making stations with no need to be joining the Mages Guild, because that is one problem. You have to actually get into the Mages Guild, because the only places where they are is in the university, and that is actually a spell is put on the gates to stop you picking the lock, so you can only enter if you're actually part of the Mages Guild.
Hang on. So does that mean you can recharge weapons in that place? Yeah?
Yeah, there's people in there that you can...
For really cheap. Cheaper than that rip-off guy in Anvil. You could charge me like 800 quid to charge up my Warhammer. Fuck off.
Yeah, they're pretty much... It's all the same price or whatever.
Oh, well, that sucks then.
I know.
I'm still going to buy it because I want the funky stuff. Because my next character is going to be a mage, so I guess that'd be really useful having funky stuff and other stuff.
No, it is going to be a lot better.
Especially because they're only like, you know, £1.50.
And that bit you were talking about with the Mages Guild being able to go into that place, it's a door inside the university which requires a key, which I thought I'd be able to access once I became in charge of the Mages Guild when I completed it, and you don't, so I presumed it was something you get later on, but as it says here, it's something that is inaccessible until this download comes out, which is quite cool. So, yeah, I'm liking the fact that it's not been like 3 months or 5 months till the next.
Yeah, because that's often goodies. A problem, because you wait so long that you just bored with the game and you forget about it. You know, it's really good that they're doing this. I mean, what I would like them to do is release all these updates, and then perhaps do like a downloadable expansion pack, where if you've already bought the updates, they're already rolled into the expansion pack. So on the PC or the 360, you could, every, say, 6 months, they release an expansion pack, which is all of the updates and stuff, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's fair enough. Like what was done with Morrowind with Tribunal and Blood Moon, fair enough, there was a big gap in between all of these because...
They're retail launches.
Yeah, and they've got to animate and do lots of stuff, but these little things, you know, there are only little bits, but... They make a difference.
Well, yeah, everyone likes a big tower. Towers are good, especially to climb up and, you know, bum around.
I'm liking the whole layer.
Because I cannot find a way up the Imperial Tower. The big one. Which is a shame.
No, I can't either. I've gone in there and
what, you broke in? You're not allowed. I suppose I should actually check in... I suppose I should check in the editor.
Yeah,
and see if there is a way up there.
I went in the... chambers, and the people were like, the guards were all going, shh, you're not allowed to go into the council chambers, but I just went
up. I practically live in there.
Yeah, well, I was with my feet.
I was jumping around on the table when there were a bunch of guys in there.
Sweet.
In my Imperial Dragon armor, I go, in your face. Right, you're going to talk about horses.
Horses, yes. As Tony has mentioned earlier, to give us a bit of insight, which I already know. Notice on downloadable content, horse armor to stop your horse from being killed.
Yeah, I lost my first horse the other day. I was gutted. That was like left in the middle of nowhere with no horse, and I was like,
yeah, I lost my horse, but I don't know how. He just came out and he'd gone.
He probably walked off.
He probably wandered around and something killed him while I wasn't there or something. I wouldn't be surprised. I did Lost once where it started running around the whole waterside of the Imperial City being chased by three bandits while the fourth one was chasing me. And I just had to go back and start again because it was just pissing me off. But yeah, horses are, I've heard a few rumours that it doesn't really do much, as in protecting your horse, and it just looks good, but
who cares?
It looks good. If you're a knight and you're covered in armour,
you want your horse to not look like a pansy.
Yeah, it makes it look fully furnished. You can, exactly the same thing was in WoW, but you've got to work your ass completely off to get anywhere near the ability to have one. But this is good. Fair enough, you've got to part with your hard-earned cash, and it means you've got to go and buy one of those annoying cards to download some Microsoft points if you've got a 360.
You can just buy it over the dashboard. You don't need to do the whole go and buy a points card. You can buy points straight from the dashboard. So you don't even have to leave the house.
Really? I thought I used... That means I've got to attach a card, though, and use money. Yeah, because you've got your old Xbox Live account, which was originally where it was continuously paid for through the account. Money, innit?
Bollocks. I forgot to buy one with staff discount, and it fucking got renewed a couple of weeks ago, so that's £40 out of my account.
Yeah, where... My one that would renew is my Puma 32 one, which has been switched off.
Puma 32.
My Super Gojin account.
Super Gojin
was created using a 360 account, which meant that it's not connected to any bank account, which means it automatically turns back to silver if I don't get hold of a new one. So there's no credit card system built into it. Imagine I could probably add one, but. It's easier for me to just go get those cards. But anyway, we're way getting off subject matter. I also noticed for download off Marketplace, Cameo.
Well, hey, Cameo does, of course, rock, and everybody should play the game.
Yeah, I'm stuck at the moment. Mega stuck. But some new downloads, if you haven't noticed before, they've had a Christmas download where they changed the suits
for all the characters.
Cool. We've got two more. Unfortunately, you have to pay for these, but they do look really good. One of them specifically Cameo only. Lots of different outfits that Cameo can wear. And the other one is for the whole entire set of characters, and it's a Halloween set of costumes, so they all look like scary things. Major Ruin looks like a rolling eyeball, I think it is, and Cameo's dressed up as a witch, and so on and so forth, so everybody looks creepy.
I had, of course, co-op.
And co-op as well. They've downloaded a download so that you can play co-op
over
Xbox Live, which for some people is going to be a godsend because there's lots of gamer score points that you can't access unless you've got someone to sit down and play with you on your Xbox. So this means that if you've got friends on Xbox Live that likes playing Cameo, it means you can play together, which I think is...
Right. Bramble Roses. What the hell are you on about with that?
I literally just wanted to say that that it's up for download. I haven't watched a trailer because it was taking so freaking long to download, I gave up in the end. I'm going to download it tonight when my Xbox on downloading it. But just letting you know that it's there, check it out. I imagine a lot of people are knowing these stuffs here, but I just like paying attention, putting people's attention onto the marketplace, because I stop looking at it because there's nothing there, nothing new coming on. All of a sudden I come back and the shit.
Oh shit, Street Fighter been released yet?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I'm still waiting for that. And I'm still waiting for the patch where they'll change it so you can do something else while downloading. Be great. I would accept if they turned off the whole Xbox Live thing, so you couldn't go on any Xbox Live games while you were downloading. I could accept that, but I would like to be able to sit there and play
music
or what's it called?
Games.
My favorite game on the arcade with the ships.
Geometry Wars.
Yeah, Geometry Wars. I'd be
quite. Well, that's the point. I actually bought Mutant Storm Reloaded the other day. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've got the.
We're gonna have to do two player.
Oh, sweet! We'll do that in a bit. Right, next on the list, Tomb Raider. Have you played it?
Yes.
On what?
On the PS2.
Oh god, it's awful on the PS2. One thing I do like about it is...
Hey, I'm talking Tomb Raider 7 or 8 or 19.
It's 7.
is crap. Don't buy it.
Right, you finished?
Yeah.
Right. Tomb Raider 7, which I consider it's more likely Tomb Raider 2.
Tomb Raider 1.1.
Because I just basically...
It's a patch to number 1.
I'm ignoring all the other Tomb Raiders because I never liked those. I just like the first one. This one is back to the original roots, obviously because it was helped designed by the original guy that designed Tomb Raider and Lara Croft. It is everything I want in a Tomb Raider game. I'm a big Tomb Raider fan, and there's always been one thing I absolutely hate about Tomb Raider.
It's crap.
The controls. I cannot stand it. I'm forever knocking her off places. Turning her around is a bitch. I get frustrated. I get frustrated and trying to control her. This is much more fluid. One thing that I do like about it is it's not about how it looks, it's about how it plays in this game.
In other words, it looks crap.
It looks crap on the PS2. When you play it on the Xbox 360...
Still look crap?
No, it looks lush. Right. I was a bit worried.
I'm going to check out the screenshots and I will deliver my official opinion on if the game looks crap. Carry on talking.
When I played it, I was a bit worried. I was thinking, right, are the rest of the other consoles going to look... Then I forgot about the fact that I've gotten used to the 360, that when I went to play the PlayStation 2 version, Lara looked absolutely awful, and I was like, ooh.
The whole game looked awful. I mean, these screenshots are crap.
Yeah, the screenshots don't do it justice.
Oh, how convenient.
It's not the best... I think it looks nice.
What looks nice? It looks crap.
It's all down to opinion. At the end of the day, I think it's all about...
What, little game. Box rooms with fog, like 5 meters away to stop you from seeing anything?
Oh, no, their levels are reasonably expansive. I'm not arguing with you about this. I just like it. If you're a Tomb Raider fan, you will love this game. It is going back to its roots.
It's still, you know, you're locked in canyons and shit.
That was the whole point. That you have nowhere.
You're trapped in a canyon.
You have nowhere else to go but to figure out where you're going. As a Tomb Raider game and a Tomb Raider fan, I absolutely love it. I'm going to buy it.
As a Tomb Raider fan myself, I think it's crap.
You're not a Tomb Raider fan. You don't like it. It's not your type of game. I love third-person action jumping about games, so this ranks up really high. Trailer is for download on Marketplace plus the demo. The good thing about it is it's first part of one of the levels. Good bit of shooting. The shooting is a lot much
better. Hang on,
did
you just say there's a demo on the Marketplace?
Yes.
Okay, I will download that and compare it to the...
PlayStation 2 version. Okay. With the PlayStation 2 version, there is only one part that actually looks the same as the 360, and those are the pre-rendered backgrounds, which are the backdrops in the far,
pre-rendered
far
backgrounds
distance. It's the only way they can make it look any good in comparison to the 360. The 360 version... It's like absolutely lovely all over. It is just amazing.
Right, does it compare with Oblivion?
No, but nothing
compares. Exactly.
Yeah, but nothing compares to Oblivion, so that's not really good.
Well,
choice.
That means Oblivion is the only all game right, you should play.
Let me put it this way. For a game released on the 360 that also has been released on other consoles, it is the better looking one. If you use something for
argument's sake, because it'd be in high def for a start.
Far Cry.
Far crap, that was a pile of shit.
Exactly. For the first game, as far as I'm concerned, my personal opinion, it is the first 360 game that's been released on all the other consoles, apart from GameCube, that is actually any good.
What? There's no GameCube version?
No. So I feel sorry for the Nintendo fans out there, there's no GameCube version.
Nintendo fans are... Nintendo, who's a Nintendo fan? Oh, Ian's a Nintendo fan now.
So it is only out on the 360, which is a standalone. I think the 360 and the PC version are the same, and then there's the Xbox version, which is a bit more dumbed down, and then there's the crappy PS2 version that looks absolutely awful. I think it actually looks worse than the
frame rate's terrible. It looks bad, and the frame rate is terrible.
It looks worse than the first PS2 Tomb Raider. But as a game...
It looks worse than the first PS1 Tomb Raider.
But if you just look at gameplay... Gameplay alone. Ignore graphics.
Gameplay, boring. There's a cliff. I've got to jump up it. Oh, look, there's another. I've got to jump through that. Oh, there's a fancy door which keeps closing when I go near it. Oh, I've got to try and get around that. Boring.
And on a guy's note, the new model that's being Tomb Raider for this year is absolutely gorgeous. She is... Mwah! I had to put that in.
What's that got to do with the game? Nothing.
It is, because every time you'll see the game advertised, you'll see her, and she's absolutely gorgeous. But anyway.
It's a shame the face they use on all the marketing looks terrible, though. Looks like some sort of inside-out Yeti or something.
Okay. Catmoo doesn't agree with me, but I'm a bloke, it's my opinion.
Stupid woman. Right.
It's just something about a woman dressed up as Lara Croft.
I'd rather a woman dressed up as...
Not a picture of a girl dressed up
as... Some captain in Silent Hunter 3.
Okay.
Picture that.
Try not to. Right. Moving along slowly. Is that everything?
That's the show notes, yeah. So yeah. I don't know if you want to have a 20-minute rant about shit.
Right, we haven't gone to the chat room. Is there anything someone wants to mention now in the chat room?
Apart from the big pile of crap. What the hell's... Please kill me. Don't post crap. We have to read that crap.
You said something about you have to pull a trigger.
Goggles and shit. What the hell?
Lara Croft has a pair of binoculars that you can look through, but you put it onto a certain mode and she will talk while you're looking at stuff. So if
talk?
You
talk,
basically she's describing.
Is she talking to herself again?
No, she goes, "Ooh, I can move that," or
that sounds like a mechanic.
It's just there if you absolutely get stuck. Instead of running around in circles trying to find out what the hell you got to do, you can look at stuff and it tells you.
They should do what they did in Perfect Dark, just have the arrows pointing at stuff.
Oh, I hate that.
I liked it.
I liked it for the game. I wouldn't like it for Lara Croft. It's got nothing to do with that. I do like the fact she's got a PDA, which is waterproof as well. And she has on her top, she has a clipped-on light source. It doesn't illuminate too far, but it's just there for her finding her way around. And she has a Bluetooth headset that has a camera built in the end of it, so the people that she talks to that are back in the mansion can see what she's looking at. It's great.
Whoa, a Bluetooth headset with a range of like 2,000 kilometers?
No, it's connected to her thing in her backpack.
What? She's got some weird mutant thing on her back.
A backpack. Oh, I'm not going to continue this argument because I know you wouldn't like it. You never know, you might play the game and end up liking it.
No, I won't. Look, there's Tomb Raider 3 over there, and Tomb Raider 1 somewhere up there as well, and they're both shit.
I liked it. I'm a Tomb Raider fan. Catmoose says, the light source is so bloody helpful. I think it is absolutely good. Although she does not like the model. She doesn't like the model.
The game's crap. Even Catmoose taking it back.
Have you?
Well, she is.
She's going to.
Yeah.
I was going to buy it, but I...
You haven't even bought it! I was going to buy it, but then I realised it was crap.
I only had £40, and I wanted to buy the Matrix complete box set, because it's only £19.99 at HMV, so I wanted to get it before it jumps back up to £59.
So here's Adam talking about how much Tomb Raider rocks, but he hasn't even bought it.
Well,
I think that speaks worse to what his real opinion on the game is.
No, this speaks to the fact that I only had £40 and it's £49.99.
No, it's not. I would have done it for £20 for you. You know that, man.
You weren't in there and I'd already gotten shitloads of...
Oh, it looks terrible.
Not everything is about looks. It's about
gameplay. It sounds terrible.
It plays lovely.
With the stupid accent. I need me to meet him more. What? Right, let's just have a quick nosy at the tech news.
I'm going to say this for Catmoo. She says it's because she needs the money. Don't take it out of context. So she's not taking it back because it's crap. She's taking it back because she's broke and she needs the money because she's a broke student like what I used to be. I'm now a broke, unemployed animator. So... What's that? She's saying about your English. You can't talk.
Other news this week, I just remembered, Microsoft have acquired Lionhead Studios.
Yes, I noticed that on your MSN. Please go further into that.
Well, Lionhead, as we know, has had a few financial issues lately, in that they had to fire 20% of their workforce, because the movies in Black and White 2 were so bad retail. So obviously that would have put pressure on Mr. Molyneux, and apparently Ubisoft, EA and Microsoft were all bidding for him. Luckily Microsoft got him, because if Ubisoft got him, there'd be fucking Star Force protection on everything, and if EA got them, it would have been a repeat of Bullfrog again, where Peter Molyneux finds himself some sort of manager in this tiny little place of EA, and you know, it's like, oh my god. But luckily Microsoft have got them, and Microsoft allow their studios to be quite independent. Too independent, in my opinion. They should kick Bungie's ass in the gear. I'm trying to read some screenshots.
Although, one of my friends, who is an animator with me... What's that? Adam, you sound so fake. I sound fake? What, don't I sound British? Oh, don't you start. I'm another person.
What?
I spent 5 years at Yeovil College, and when I got to the end, all my friends turned around and thought that I... One of my friends is Canadian, and he was going back to Canada for a little while, then coming back. And they asked me if I was going too, and I was like, "I'd like to go to Canada on holiday, but what?" And then for 5 years, they all thought I was Canadian. I was bloody born in this town. I was born in Yeovil Hospital across there. That don't make any sense. But anyway,
stop reading the chat room.
Right.
What is fucking silent crap?
Yes, as I was saying, one of my mates, who was an animator with me, her brother worked for Rare, and he was one of the people that jumped across to, Free Radical, when Microsoft took over, because they were a little bit... He said one of the things that pissed him off was the fact that they all had to dress nicely.
That's fake, that's not true.
No, he said it was one of many reasons. It wasn't, you know, he didn't quit a really good job at a good games company just because...
official Microsoft policy is they didn't give a shit what people wear to work. So your mate is lying.
Well, it might have been just what Rare new change, but I think it also had to do something with the fact that he was kind of taken over by the idea that he could run off with all of his other mates to Free Radical.
Free Radicals suck. Right. And so do their shit time crap games.
I've met the head of Free Radical.
Are we going to close the episode, or are you going to talk about crap stuff?
I won't talk about crap stuff. I'm just saying I've met the guy who's in charge of Free Radical.
Is he a right bastard?
No, he was quite a nice guy. He came to our university and he showed us his showreel. It was amazing how much of the actual stuff he animates himself.
Because I imagine Peter Molyneux would be a right bastard to work for. He looks like a friendly grandpa on the outside, but you know, you can see he's a ruthless bastard.
Oh dear.
Right, I might as well just tear up my application form to Lionhead now.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people are actually jumping to EA as well. When I went to...
EA suck. It's in the gay.
When I went to...
We need a proper one of those.
CineSite. When I went to CineSite, it's a company that does all the special... They did the special effects for most of the James Bond films to do Harry
James
Potter.
James Bond films? Oh my god, they terrible.
Did a bit out of
Harry Potter films, terrible.
They did a bit out of Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider? Oh my god.
And they also... what else were they? They did Alien vs. Predator. They did a lot of the background sceneries for Alien vs. Predator. Oh,
they could have done so much more with that film.
I know. Like, maybe basing it 100% off the comic book could have been a start. But I won't get into that because I'll be spending all night talking about it.
And not coming up with this flawed storyline that doesn't make any sense.
But basically, we were talking to one of the guys who was showing a composite he was doing for Harry Potter. It was The Prisoner of Azkaban. And I met him at our end of year show for a university, and he jumped ship to EA, and he's now one of the managers of the art department for EA.
EA suck.
So it shows where the money pulls, but EA were grabbing all the best people they can because...
They suck.
Yeah, probably.
They suck so much, they need to get some decent people to make them suck less.
But yeah, CineSite rules. It's a Kodak company.
Kodak?
Yeah, they do all the scanning, so if you're...
Can I say Kodak stuff? Because I don't really know anything about Kodak.
Basically, they're a company that... Say you...
I know Kodak are cool. They've done some cool stuff in their time.
Say you made a film, and you wanted some digital effects done on it, because it's all analog film, you take it to this company, they will scan the whole lot in of this.
Why would my film be analog?
Well, you might want it digital, like...
Everything I do is digital.
Okay, say a big film company, because they film on analog.
If they're a big film company, why are they so stupid to film in analog?
Because everyone films in analog, apart from George Lucas.
George Lucas is crap. Look how bad Star Wars was. They could have done so much with the first three episodes and they ruined it.
Let me finish. So basically you take it to the company, they scan it in, and then they give you your film and your film back in digital.
I've got a scanner. I can scan it in for them.
In digital.
I'll do it for half the price as well.
And then when you either they do the effects or you do the effects, and then they print it back on again. Although the woman that was giving us the tour said that they're getting a lot more... people are not wanting to have it printed back on analog because...
What's the point?
They want to have it so that it's print... cinemas will start having digital projectors. So instead of everything being sent over in a reel, it will be sent over...
Yeah, welcome to 5 years ago. Everything's digital.
Not everything. But anyway, what's happening in the chat room?
Gee, let's take some of my astrophotography. Is that analog anymore? I stopped using analog 10 years ago.
Don't know much about films.
Right, we're closing the episode.
Okay.
Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. You can also post on the forums, reportforums.net, or you can post on the blog itself at gamercast.net.
Like I said before, please leave feedback, please email us, and please have a good rant on the portal forums. Just make sure you do your ranting on the forums, and you leave your comments and your ideas on the show notes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
See you next week.
Bye.